dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas, and Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as a tour of the battle space of the war for the free world. I am persuaded, having recently returned from there, that Israel is very much in the front lines of that war. And to visit about what's going on in Israel, in the neighborhood, with Israel, and for American interests in that vital region, I couldn't be more pleased to have with us for a full hour a colleague, friend, and much admired hero of the war for the free world, Carolyn Glick. Carolyn is currently the director of the Israel Security Project at the David Horowitz Freedom Center and a visiting fellow, senior fellow, resident fellow at the Center for Security Policy. And we are delighted to have her with us to talk a bit about all of that and more. Carolyn, welcome. It's great to have you with us. Thank you for giving us a full hour of your time.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Frank.
Thank you. Let's start with a little bit of level setting, shall we? Kind of ground truth, Carolyn, as you see it, on Israel, for starters. This is a country that I personally regard as our most important, certainly our most reliable ally. Talk a little bit about why that would be so, from your perspective.
Well, I certainly agree with you, Frank, that Israel is America's calm port in the storm, and far more than that. I think that it's important to recognize the distinction between Israel on the one hand and the other states in the region on the other hand, and I dare say an increasing number of states in the world on the other hand, which is that Israel and the United States share basic values, you know, of individual liberty and human rights and rule of law. And as a consequence, you're never going to see a situation where the United States is supported by an Israeli government, but not by the Israeli people. All Israeli governments will support the United States and a strong United States of America because the Israeli people as a whole support that. And since we have a democratically elected government, you're never going to have an Israeli government elected that's going to be anti-American unless, of course, America is fundamentally transformed into something that it hasn't been for the past 230 years. So that's one aspect of it that it essentially ensures that Israel will always be a stable ally of the United States and that nothing is going to change overnight, as we've seen in places like Iran, which used to be a serious American ally until the revolution in 1979, and we've seen in country after country since the Revolutionary Wave began sweeping through the Arab world at the end of 2010. And so that's one thing. The thing, of course, is that Israel is a regional military power, and that the means with which Israel uses its military power has always been to fight threats that may be more acute for Israel than they are for the United States, but they're threats also directed against the United States, whether it's terrorism, whether it's weapons of mass destruction that are being developed by rogue regimes or being acquired by sub-state actors that are also committed to the destruction of the United States and the devastation of U.S. power in the Middle East. All of the things that Israel has done in terms of securing its own defense, its security, have redounded to the benefit of the United States because the people who are warring against Israel are also enemies of the United States. Israel, because of its entrepreneurial, increasingly capitalist economy, is also a fount of innovation, both in military affairs and in general technological development, so that the United States finds a ready partner in Israel, both in terms of developing new military weapons. Israel was a pioneer in drone technology that has become such a central facet of the American military strategy for securing America's interests throughout the world, and also just in terms of everything from medical research to internet technologies that are shaping the way that our world conducts business and really sees and individuals develop economically and socially in today's world. So in every single level, economic, strategic, moral, social, Israel has remained and will remain the port that the United States, the one safe port in the storm in the Middle East that the United States can always rely on to secure its interests, to secure American interests by securing Israeli interests, and also to be a repository of American military force in the region. So Israel really is the most vital asset, most valuable ally that the United States has in the Middle East.
Well, as usual, you have summarized brilliantly what I think is the ground truth with respect to Israel. And let me just emphasize the one point, that it's a relationship that is not based on expediency. It is based on these core shared values, and it is a tremendous ally in every one of the respects that you've mentioned, including notably, as you alluded to at the end there, Carolyn, the increasingly capitalistic and prosperous economy of Israel as a font of technology, also now a source of natural gas, which is changing the complexion of its situation, thank God, in the region. Let's talk a bit about the region, Carolyn Glick. And again, our guest is a columnist with the Jerusalem Post. She is associated with the David Horowitz Freedom Center and the Center for Security Policy, and she is the author of the much-awaited forthcoming book, The Israeli Solution, A One-State Plan for Peace in the Middle East, coming to us from Crown Random House. And we couldn't be more excited about that, Carolyn. Let's talk a little bit about that peace in the Middle East business. How's it going? Talk a little bit about the region as Israel sees it at the moment in a state of, considerable dynamism.
Dynamism and increasing chaos. Well, you know, there are pros and cons to the weakening of Arab regimes in the Middle East. The pro, first of all, the positive aspect, for instance, of the civil war in Syria, which is increasingly a Sunni-Shiite proxy war inside of Syria, for instance, and even to a degree the political chaos in Egypt, is that it neutralizes both of those forces, particularly Syria, as a conventional threat to Israel. I mean, you cannot foresee a situation today where you have Syria taking a serious or initiating a war against Israel, even though Assad may well think that he would be served by waging war against Israel. He simply can't do it. He doesn't have the forces to do it. He doesn't have the wherewithal to make war with Israel. So that the conventional threat assessment that Israel has to be making is much more positive than it was 3 years ago. So to Egypt, the military there is now involved with bringing down an insurgency, and if they had had a strong Muslim Brotherhood regime in Egypt, that was where things seemed to be going to until the military overthrew the Muslim Brotherhood government in the summertime, and the chances of conventional war breaking out or being opened by Egypt against Israel in order to deflect domestic criticism away from the regime, which is impoverishing the country, was much higher in the summer of 2013 than it is today. So in that respect, the situation has improved. There are, however, a lot of drawbacks to what's happening. The main drawback from a regional perspective is that you see a massively increased strength of Iran. Iran's strength has been massively increased by what's happened in the region in terms of the weakening of Sunni Arab regimes. They are stressing the Jordanian monarchy to its core, both with refugees, massive amounts of refugees streaming into the kingdom from Syria that the Jordanians can't afford to support, and also acting as agents to overthrow or subvert the stability of the Hashemite regime in Jordan. Iraq is increasingly, perhaps almost officially, an Iranian satrapy that receives its orders for its foreign policy from Tehran. And so you have what the Jordanian king Abdullah warned would happen in 2003, which is a rising Shiite axis extending from Tehran to the Mediterranean Sea. And that's true, especially when you look at the alliance that's been formed between the Shiites and Iran and the Muslim Brotherhood in places like Turkey and Egypt. So that's very, very dangerous. And when you take into consideration the rising, that the rise in the Iranian hegemony in the region is happening at the same time as Iran is acquiring nuclear capabilities, then you realize that this new Shiite axis is extremely, extremely dangerous. And from an American perspective...
Hold the thought on the American perspective, because we're going to come to that after a very short break. We're visiting with Carolyn Glick, a senior fellow of the Center for Security Policy. I'm very pleased to say director of the David Horowitz Freedom Center's Israel Security Project and the author of a very important new forthcoming book entitled The Israeli Solution, A One-State Plan for Peace in the Middle East. More with Carolyn Glick right after this.
Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.